This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 12th. God's word for you today is unalarmed. A scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, verse 17 and 19. And it says, "Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. Then he said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves.' He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces, saying, 'This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" The Greek word for Holy Communion is Eucharistos. From the word Eucharistos, we get the word Eucharist, and the word Eucharistos means "I receive with thanksgiving." Eucharistos also means mindful of favors, grateful and thankful. When Jesus instituted the Holy Communion, the Bible says he looked up and gave thanks to God for it. Therefore, when we take communion, we receive what he has done for us with thanksgiving. Giving thanks, thanksgiving is powerful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, 6 to 8 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Paul is showing us here the practical steps we can take to always be thankful. Paul is showing us the practical steps to take to find courage for gratitude. The first step is to worry about nothing. The second step is to pray about everything. The third step is to thank God in all things. The fourth step is to think about the right things. This sounds familiar, right? Absolutely. And that is why the Word of God says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, "To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." You need to say it again and again until worry is banished from your life and your life is filled with praise and joy. And for you, it safeguards your faith. Number one, worry about nothing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be alarmed about anything." Some things in life will come to give you anxiety and to alarm you. Yet, God is saying, live an anxiety-free life. Is it possible? Yes, it is. In God, it is possible to live an anxiety-free life and to be unalarmed about anything. Things will happen, but God wants you to be unalarmed. Do not panic. It can be challenging because many of us wake up to an alarm clock or an alarm from our phones. We do not wake up to a comfort clock. We often start our days alarmed. The reason it is called an alarm clock is that its job is to make sure that you are alarmed and wake up in a panic. But we need to decongest our lives, and people have taken several steps. Some have replaced the alarming tune with a comforting tune. Let us pray. Father, I receive your word with thanksgiving. I will not panic in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.